Hello, everyone, and welcome to our July edition of the Simple Farms LLC podcast. I'm Lori Boyer. In with us today is Julie Ryder, and she is a support representative for Simple Farms. And she's also the secretary and office manager for Scheimer Farms. And Julie, you and I've talked before, but when I talk with Scott, your name always comes up at least once. Have you recognized that by now listening to these?
Oh, yeah. He gives me a lot of recognition, which I appreciate.
You're a big part of what he does as far as getting word out and helping customers with the Simple Farms app and the margin analysis tool. What would you say, Julie, and I know we have some other things we're going to go over today, but you know what? Let's just step back before I get into those questions. Tell us about yourself and your background.
So I was born in Lamar, Colorado. I was born and raised there. I come from a big family. There's five girls and two boys. I graduated there and got my associate's degree in business. We have a small family farm that all us siblings helped on. My dad grew alfalfa, wheat, milo, triticale, sorghum, and we had animals, of course, cows, horses, sheep, pigs, chickens, various dogs, and barn cats. And when I was in 4-H and FFA, I had the opportunity to judge bison at the National Western Stock Show. And growing up, we always had huge gardens. That's just a little bit.
How did you get into judging bison?
I had a really good ag teacher, Mrs. Stocking. It was just one of the things that we could judge. And I bet there was probably five of us that went and did that while others judged other livestock.
Interesting. Okay. And did you always know that you wanted to stay in agriculture after you graduated college or after you finished high school?
Not necessarily. Growing up, I did love farming, but it's definitely hard doing it with your family. So after high school, I worked at an auto body shop for about 5 years before I transitioned to my position here. So I wasn't always, I guess, looking for farm opportunity positions.
And how did you get connected with Scott then and end up working for him?
I was friends with his wife on Facebook through the social media marketing and everything, and I saw she had posted that they needed a secretary. And it was perfect timing for me because I was in between looking for a new job after the body shop and needed something new. So I actually applied three places. I had an opportunity here, a co-op in Springfield, and then Regenerative Health in Holly. And I decided to take this position because it was in between my family and my boyfriend, who is now my husband.
Julie, did you want to stay in Southeast Colorado, or is this just how things turned out for you?
It's kind of how things went for me. I did want to go to Texas for college, but it was really hard to leave my family, and I just want to be close to them.
Julie, now talking about the app itself, what is your favorite thing about the Simple Farms LLC app?
I would say working with the customers, meeting new producers, that's probably my favorite. Like you had said, I'm the support representative. That's my main title. But I do a lot of other things for Simple Farms. I go to the trade shows and set up the presentations for Scott to have. I'm the social media manager. I schedule events, do all the emailing, the bank stuff for it, communicate with everyone, keep contacts of our current and potential customers, and I always follow up with them. I guess that's part of the customer service, and do the billing, order everything that we need supply-wise, schedule our Zooms, order new things. For our farm, I enter the operation, so I do the super admin side. I feel like the list could go on and on.
I'm sure you could. Julie, we'll come back and talk about farming again. But as far as the app goes, one of the things that Scott and I talk about quite a bit is the fact that you have to enter data and you have to do it consistently. Do you yourself do that?
I do when I'm out there, or if we have his daughter and her friend that help us every summer, and they're just getting into submitting operations. So I've been helping them a lot lately submit things just so they can navigate the program and figure out where everything is. And then if something is incorrect or submitted wrong, I can edit a lot of it on the desktop, but sometimes I do have to rerun, so I will do that on my phone.
What is the number one question you get from producers who are using the app or maybe considering using the app, Julie?
If they're new to the app, it's usually like asking if they can do a demo or if they could see the program and how it works before they purchase it. if it can run like multiple people at a time on multiple sites, which yes, we can have multiple users and log in anywhere, it's web-based. And I would say for current users, it's like navigating and them giving me suggestions on how to improve the program. Can you create invoices for custom work? If they forgot their password, yeah, just getting started, you know, the simple things. Or if they're looking for options on collecting data, then we just walk through the program. A lot of them want to ditch the spreadsheets, and that's kind of what Scott did with the program, was take his spreadsheets and simplify it into the program. And they ask, like, can you keep track of landlord shares, and does it do livestock? And you can do the shares. We have that as the client agreements. But as far as livestock, we still don't have that yet. We'd like to focus on farming right now before we go into that.
When you're at trade shows or you're having a conversation with somebody who might be looking into the app, but they're not sure, or they want to know how it works, how do you describe it exactly, Julie? How do you tell them what it is and how to use it?
I always say Simple Farms is an easy tool for producers to use to track their daily operations and calculate their cost of production. Just keep it short and sweet. And then I give them my card and tell them that they can call or email me, and we can set up a Zoom call where I can walk them through it.
I'm sure we'll be coming back to the app, because the rest of our conversation kind of gets weaved into how we use the app. Switching over to the farming side of things now, where you are the secretary and office manager, but you're also truck driver, tractor operator. You do a lot more, don't you?
I do. Right now, I'm currently in the combine, and that's probably my favorite spot on the farm.
I was just going to ask you that, what your favorite thing was. Did you already know how to drive a combine before you started?
No, I didn't.
I can't imagine all the life skills that you're learning, just probably things we don't even think about.
Oh, I agree. There's so much I've learned here.
So beyond the combine, what else do you do then? I mean, you do the bookwork, you do all the computer things and things like that, but out on the actual farm, so you combine, drive truck, what else do you do out there?
I'll haul fertilizer products out to the field and shuffle. And sometimes in the summers, I'll help work in the shop when I don't have office work.
So you stay busy for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you use the app with your office work, Julie? Do you still have to do spreadsheets?
You still have to do spreadsheets.
Oh, shit.
They're just in a different way. So like as far as the app, it's easy because I can just check mark things in and out and change the percentage and then print it off and bill our landlords. Spreadsheet wise, like right now for harvest, like I have to track in Excel the storage and each field's bushels. We create our own for that. The app will submit in harvest operation and then enter the yield at the end is how it works. And then as far as office work, doing the farm contracts, rental agreements, working with the FSA and insurance, and filing, paying bills, billing landlords, communicating with local producers. Just we also are dealers for some products, and I have to sell those to them as well. Scheduling appointments. Obviously, everyone checks emails, but those are very important too.
Keeping track of Scott and his schedule.
Oh, very much so.
That's probably the hardest part, right?
Yeah. Keeping everything on the calendar.
You do so much, Julie. How do you balance it all between the app side and the farm side?
I don't know. I just do it.
Just do it. You don't overthink it, probably.
Yeah. I just take one task at a time. I make my list for the day and I go from there.
There you go. Do you do anything with the shrimp side of things on the farm?
Yeah. So I'm a business partner with Jim and Scott. So on that side, I do the social media marketing, I'll harvest and feed them. And I do a lot more of, I would say, the office stuff for that as well. I do go in and clean it and help Jim whenever he needs it. If the power goes out, we go and Jim helps me and we get the generator going and everything.
I can't imagine how much you have learned doing that. What made you interested in being a partner on that?
Yeah, it's been a fun experience and we've learned a lot and there's still so much to learn.
Julie, how did you guys even come up with the idea of starting a shrimp farm?
Scott likes to provide opportunity for his employees, and it was just something that came up, and I jumped on, and Jim did, and nobody else did, so I thought it would be fun to get into. It's something different. I mean, you don't have shrimp on the plains. We're so far from the ocean, and yeah, it's just been really fun.
Julie, when we started our conversation, you said you were in the combine. It is wheat harvest season. How is the wheat looking?
It's doing okay. Our test weight's really good and protein and moisture is really good. Some of our fields didn't have a really good stand. We didn't get that early moisture, but so far it's going good and I'm not having any issues in my combine. So that's a blessing because I feel like every year mine catches on fire or something. So they call me the fire girl. I've been blessed that nothing's happened. Everything's ran smoothly. So,
what are your bushels per acre and what are your test weights?
Bushels, I would have to ask God. Our test weight is between 60 and 65.
Do you happen to know what your protein is at?
Our protein is about 12, 13.
About 12% is what I'm getting on average so far all across eastern Colorado, with the exception, of course, Prowers County, where they had drought and lots of abandonment. Where you're from?
Yes. Yeah, it's rough in Death Valley.
Yeah. Julie, what else do you want to talk about here today?
I guess just encourage farmers to try Simple Farms, to track their operations and their cost of production so that they can pass it on to the next generation without any confusion. It helps block out a lot of miscommunication. And I honestly wouldn't work for a farmer if they didn't have it, because it makes my life in the office so much easier.
That's a good point, Julie, that it's not just about the farmer himself. It's about the support staff or office staff that are also doing the paperwork, and how much easier and more efficient your job becomes using the Simple Farms app.
Bookwork, it makes it super easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we talk about the farmer perspective all the time, but oftentimes they do have someone or a family member that's actually generating the rest of it. So that's a good point. In addition to what you've already mentioned, what are some other benefits of using the app for the farming operation?
We are not integrated with anybody, meaning your information is yours. We can't see it. Our development team can't see it. No other producer can see it. We think your data is very beneficial to you and it needs to be protected. So we don't share it with anybody. And obviously we can't see it either, and we don't want to. Those are your numbers.
Julie, if I may, I would add in customer service. Someone who actually picks up the phone, let alone calls you back, or you don't send an email and you have to wait a few days and hope that they even got the email.
Oh, yeah. And I guess for me, I've built such a good relationship with our customers that they'll text me on weekends or call me. And I mean, I'll answer. It doesn't hinder my personal life. You know, I want to be there for them. So I definitely attend to them when they need me. So,
Julie, what is the website for the Simple Farms app?
www.simplefarms.ag.
I want to thank Julie for joining me here today. Once again, Julie Ryder. She is a support rep for the Simple Farms LLC app and also the secretary and office manager for Scheimer Farms in Shinelows, Colorado. I'm Lori Boyer.